The focus of the second perek is the leniency which the Rabbanon granted for making a Rosh Hayochid around a well which is in a public domain, so that those who were walking up to the Beis HaMikdash could access water on Shabbos, since the well would usually be considered large enough to be a Rosh Hayochid, a private domain, without making an enclosure around it. It will be forbidden to draw water from the well, because you would be taking water from a Rosh HaYochid into a Rosh HaRabim. And therefore a Rosh HaYochid needs to be created around the well, and the Rabbanon allowed you to have lots of gaps in the walls, and just make it up of lots of different boards, which are separate from each other, and then you would be able to draw water from the well, and be able to feed your animals the water. Now, since there were very large gaps in the walls, it could happen that the people walking through the public street would end up also walking through the enclosure. They might walk through a gap in the wall, sort of on their way as they're walking, and then exit through another gap. And so the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yehuda says, if a public pathway was making a break and interrupted this Rosh HaYochid, so then it loses its distinct status of Rosh HaYochid, of a private area for the sake of the well, and as such, he needed to make sure that he moves it to the side and make sure that the public pathway does not go through this private area. Private in the halachic sense. He doesn't need to, because since at the end of the day he's got the necessary walls and boards, this is considered to be a Rosh HaYochid. Even if lots of people are passing through it, that doesn't make a difference, and you can still carry within that area and draw water from the well into that area. Now, the Mishnah continues to tell us that the leniency of using just boards to make up the wall and having lots of gaps in the wall, this leniency applies echod bo harabim, whether to a public pit of water, so this will be a large hole which collected water and kept water inside that hole in the ground, but it wasn't actually a source of water, with er harabim, or a public well, and the well is connected to a source of water, and as such there is no concern that the water will run out, unlike with a pit, with Er HaYochid, and also with a private pit, if it's privately owned. In any of these cases, Osin Lohen Pasin, one is allowed to use boards to make this Rosh HaYochid around them, and the leniency does apply to them. However, Aval Ver HaYochid, but when it comes to a pit of water, which is owned by an individual person, and it's not used by all of the public, Osin Lomechitz Gvasar Tfochim, one needs to make a regular partition and a regular fence of 10 tefachim high, and this Rabbanon leniency does not apply. And the reason for this is because, as we mentioned, a pit is not connected to a source of water, and there is a concern that on Shabbos the water will run out. Now, since the whole leniency of the Rabbanon was only for the sake that somebody will be able to get water on Shabbos, so if there's no longer any water, the leniency does not apply. Now, when it comes to a public pit, you're still allowed to use this leniency, since because everybody is using it, as soon as the water runs out, the word will spread very quickly and people will know about that. So they won't come to carry within this area, since they know that the leniency no longer applies. However, if it's owned by an individual, then people don't really find out if the water has run out, and we're concerned that they might come to carry in that area even after the water has run out on Shabbos, and therefore you have to make a real fence around it and make it into a real Rosh HaYochid without this Midrabanon leniency. The Rabbi Akiva, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Huda ben Bova takes it a step further, and he says that ein oisin pasin elo ve'er harabim bulvad. One is only allowed to use his leniency of using the boards for a public well. Since it's a well, there is no concern that the water will run out, because it's connected to a natural source of water. But v'lasha'ar, with all the rest of the things, oisin chagir g'vasar tzlochim, one needs to make a regular fence of 10 tefachim high, and the leniency does not apply. So according to Rabbi Huda ben Bova, any pit, since it is not connected to a source of water, we are concerned that it will run out on Shabbos. And even if it's a public well, Rabbi Huda ben Bova does not rely on the fact that people will find out about it. He's still concerned that people will come to carry there, even after the water has run out. And the reason why a private well is forbidden, even though there's no concern that the well will run out, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Huda ben Bova, the entire leniency was only so that people coming out for Shalosh Regalim will be able to access water. It wasn't made so that this private individual can now get the water. It was only done for Klal Yisrael, for the public. And therefore, if it is privately owned, the leniency does not apply.